Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be listening to late 1950s jazz collaborations between pianist Red Garland and tenor saxophonist John Coltrane. It's Red Train, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist John Coltrane performing a high-velocity version of Irving Berlin's Soft Lights and Sweet Music from his prestige album Training In, recorded in August of 1957. Coltrane accompanied on that track by Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums, Training In one of the very first records to come out with Coltrane as a leader. We're playing the music of tenor saxophonist John Coltrane and pianist Red Garland on this edition of Nightlights. John Coltrane and Red Garland began playing together in 1955 as members of trumpeter Miles Davis's quintet, a group that made a number of legendary recordings for the Prestige and Columbia labels over the next several years. Davis had sought Garland out partly for his relaxed block chord style and his ability to impart an Ahmad Jamal-like sound. Coltrane, nearly 30 years old, was at a troubled juncture in his personal and professional life, still dogged by drug addiction problems, but Davis sensed his potential and kept a tenor saxophonist in the group off and on for 2 years until Coltrane's troubles forced the trumpeter to fire him in early 1957. Soon after, Coltrane finally managed to kick his habit, joined Thelonious Monk's quartet, and began to record prolifically as a leader for Prestige, a label rather notorious for signing junky musicians. Red Garland was also recording for Prestige, and the two men played frequently on each other's records, resulting in a popular and accessible collaborative jazz legacy that is just one of several achievements from this early and significant turning point in John Coltrane's career. We'll start off with Garland and Coltrane's summer 1957 interpretation of You Leave Me Breathless on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Pianist Red Garland performing Undecided from his prestige LP High Pressure, recorded on November 15, 1957, backed by John Coltrane on tenor sax, Donald Byrd on trumpet, George Joyner on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Before that, John Coltrane performing You Leave Me Breathless from his 1957 prestige LP Training In, accompanied by Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Our next Coltrane-Garland recording inspired one of the most famous phrases to be associated with John Coltrane's musical style. In his liner notes to Coltrane's 1958 prestige album Soul Train, critic Ira Gittler dubbed Coltrane's approach on this track as sheets of sound, a description of the long, rapid lines Coltrane was employing with increasing frequency, constructing his solos in flurries of 16th notes, putting the notes in uneven groups, and superimposing several scales over each chord. Gittler later said he came up with the term because of the density of textures Coltrane was using. His multi-note improvisations were so thick and complex they were almost flowing out of the horn by themselves. That really hit me, the continuous flow of ideas without stopping. It was almost superhuman, and the amount of energy he was using could have powered a spaceship. Coltrane's volcanic efforts once provoked Miles Davis to ask him why he had played a solo at such length. "Because it took me that long to get it all in," Coltrane replied. On another occasion, Coltrane told Davis that sometimes he just didn't know how to stop, prompting Davis to suggest that he try taking the horn out of his mouth. Here's John Coltrane with pianist Red Garland performing Russian Lullaby from Soul Train on Nightlights.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist John Coltrane performing Irving Berlin's Russian Lullaby, the recording that inspired critic Ira Gittler's coining of the term sheets of sound from Coltrane's 1958 prestige album Soul Train, an LP that Coltrane ranked with Giant Steps as his best quartet record in a 1960 interview. Coltrane accompanied there by Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. We'll hear more music from John Coltrane and Red Garland in the second half of the program. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Red Train on Nightlights. Featuring the late 1950s prestige recordings of John Coltrane and Red Garland on this edition of Nightlights. During this period, Coltrane was under contract to Prestige, but he did record one album as a leader for Blue Note, Blue Train, now acknowledged as an early Coltrane masterpiece. On that album, four of the six selections were Coltrane originals, whereas Coltrane recorded only nine originals for his Prestige catalog, which fills up a 16-CD box set. Coltrane did not receive publishing royalties from Prestige, which is undoubtedly why he was far more forthcoming with original compositions for both his Blue Note date and his later associations with the Atlantic and Impulse labels, and why he stuck far more to standards at Prestige. There was one standard in particular, a Billy Eckstine song, that Coltrane liked enough to keep in his repertoire well into the early 1960s, and there are a number of live recordings of it in addition to this studio one. Here's John Coltrane with Red Garland in 1958, performing I Want to Talk About You on Nightlights. Thank you. Tenor saxophonist John Coltrane performing Billy Eckstine's I Want to Talk About You from the 1958 Prestige LP Soul Train, backed by Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. John Coltrane would rejoin Miles Davis in January of 1958 and continue to record for Prestige to the end of the year before leaving to sign with Atlantic Records. A little over a year later, he would leave Miles Davis as well, eventually forming what came to be known as the Classic Quartet with McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, and Elvin Jones. And throughout the 1960s, his music would undergo revolutionary changes. Red Garland would leave the Davis Group in 1958, forming his own trio and continuing to record prolifically for Prestige and other labels into the early 1960s before temporarily retiring to his home state of Texas. We'll conclude this Red Train edition of Nightlights with two more John Coltrane Red Garland recordings, including one from a marathon November 1957 Prestige session that resulted in material for three Red Garland albums. Here's Red Garland with John Coltrane doing Tad Dameron's Our Delight on Nightlights.
Thank you.
We close with John Coltrane performing Come Rain or Come Shine from the prestige LP The Last Train, accompanied by Red Garland on piano, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Paul Chambers on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. Before that, Red Garland performing Our Delight from his album All Morning Long with John Coltrane on tenor sax, Donald Byrd on trumpet, George Joyner on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.